say, you can come here and stand on this platform, and I could pray for you until tomorrow night at the same time, and it will never have a bit of effect on you until you believe that God heard my prayer. Is that right? But you can't come here and stand here without me knowing what's wrong with you. That's right. Yes, sir. And the things that's causing you and your sins and the things that you've done, it'll certainly tell you that. That's a gift that God gave to me, see? That's my possession that God gave me. But now the other, Jesus Christ has already done that for you. Nobody can do it because He's already done. We believe in prophetic things, don't we? We all believe that. And now, everybody reverent, is that your first patient, Billy? All right, bring the man along. All right. Brother Sherritt, you just watch, and if some of them kind of sickly, set them a chair so they can sit. All right, fine. Now, I'm sure that all of you, how many love God? Let's see your hands. Right. Now, you love Him. And I by His grace, I trust that He'll let His humble servant bring His presence down to you all now. See? That's what I pray that God will do. Now, here stands before me a Spanish or Indian brother, perhaps Mexican brother, and there's something that's wrong with him. I do not know. I can't tell you. And I'll have to find out. And if he'll believe, well, then he will be healed. If he doesn't believe, he couldn't be healed. If Jesus was standing here and wearing my suit, standing right here, he couldn't be healed. He'd have to believe. I don't see what more he could do now than what he's doing. Now, everybody real reverent, just be as reverent as you can, listen close, and I'll try to get just as many through. Of course, if it goes to stopping me and pulling me, and many people are kind of halfway faith, then it goes to moving out and tell something else, and something else, and something else, and the first thing, you know, it tears me away, and they're standing everywhere watching me, because last night was kind of hard, and I'm spending my life for you people, you understand. I perceive that you're a Christian, man. You believe in God. I believe that, my brother. Isn't that strange how that makes you feel standing here? I was reading a while ago in the scripture where Nathanael came to Jesus, and Jesus, when he seen him coming, he called him a believer too. Now, when you come, you might not have been a believer. I would have noticed. But I knew you was a believer. I said you are a Christian. That's something like the same spirit. Is that right? Now we'll see what our Heavenly Father will reveal to me. You know that He's here. You have a feeling, you know that there's something different. Isn't that right? So you hold your hand up so your Spanish people can see. There's something there. Now, we're strangers, dear brother. We never met in life. Never met before. But, brother, I see your trouble. You have rheumatism, don't you? Yes, sir. You did have. You're free from that now. Jesus Christ has healed you. Raise your feet up and down like this. Amen. You are healed, my brother. You may go and be. Let us say praise the Lord. Some of the Spanish brethren get around him and thank the Lord, and he's wonderfully. Now, how did I see that? The man has a patch that his hands hurt. I see him sitting behind a house rubbing his arm first. Sitting behind a leaning back with a chair. If any of his loved ones are here might know that he's sitting like that. And then I see him. Sometimes he was trying to get up from a bed, and he just couldn't hardly make himself out of bed. And he's hurting. Anyone in here know the man? Raise your hands if anybody knows the man. Anybody knows of him. You know what that thought was wrong with him? Is that right, brother? There's your witnesses out there, you see. See? Amen. Now, that's a vision that is seen. See what I mean? Now, everybody be reverent. Now, is that the same kind of a spirit that was up on our Master? He told him, said, before you come, I seen you when you were under a tree. I seen him when he was getting out of the bed and when he was sitting behind the house. See? All right. There it is. The same Holy Spirit. Isn't he wonderful? All right. Now, bring the man here. How do you do, brother? You're a believer. Yeah, you're a minister too, aren't you? And your eyes is what's bothering you, isn't that right, brother? Oh, and God bless you, my brother. Heavenly Father, bless my dear brother and give him his sight normally again. His heart's full of love for you. And I bless him in the name of our Son, Jesus Christ. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. How wonderful our Master is. All right, you bring him. How do you do? You speak English? A little. All right. Are you an Indian? I thought so. From the Apache? I want to come visit your people again. Were you up when I was at the reservation, St. Carlos? You was. I have great respect for the Indian people. I love them. And God loves you. And we are strangers, you and I. But you have been sick for some time, haven't you? Yes, ma'am. You have a female disorder. Isn't that right? Your heart trouble. Many times you get upset when you lay down. The heart bothers you worse. I see you reaching for your breath. Is that right? You're healed, my sister. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Heavenly Father, we bless our dear sister now. May she be a great testimony among her dear people in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. Let us say praise be to God. All right, everybody reverent. Oh, God. If to the Apache Indians here, I got your telegram from San Carlos. I may have to leave real early Monday morning to go home to get my wife to get back to California for the summer. If I don't go, I want to have 2 or 3 days up on the reservation with you people. And if I do go, maybe I can get a day at least on my road back to stop in and see the Indians at the reservation at San Carlos. If the missionary is here, I will try to be back right away to be with you. Dear people, sometimes, if you would like for me to, I'd like to come and be your associate pastor out there for a little while, just to be with you to help you out there for a while. I don't like to see people push back, no, sir. I think we owe the Indian plenty. Amen. God bless them. I've never seen one come through the line yet, but what was healed. As a damn in the Spanish, humble, very humble, and they believe what you tell them, and that's what it takes. All right, Billy, bring this. How do you do, sir? Well, as soon as you walked up, when you were sitting there, you were thinking about, well, this is the time that I wanted to be here. Isn't that right? And when you were there, a real strange feeling come over you while you're sitting in a chair. Is that right? That's when your heart trouble left you, brother. You can go ahead home now. Let us say praise the Lord Jesus. All right. You go get well, brother. Just go ahead. May the blessing of God is upon you. have faith. Just praising. Forget all about it. Just go ahead. The promise is yours now. It's yours. God has promised it in His book. Promised it to His prophet or servant. Is that right? Amen. Remember, believe. How do you do? Speak English. Phil, could you come just a little closer, please? You love the Lord? I believe you do, sister. Wouldn't you like to be testimony up there on the reservation of your healing when I come back? Were you up there the last time I was there, St. Carlos? You remember the lady I wanted to give me that little black-eyed baby? She said no. She didn't want to give me her little baby. It was pretty, little baby. You've been sick some time. For years back, you started getting nervous first, having funny feelings, weary, strange feelings. Then all at once you begin to sit up. Something in your mouth, your stomach begin to hurt. And now you're sick at your stomach. That's right. You have peptic ulcer in your stomach caused from nervousness through the menopause change of life. Let me have your hand. The Lord Jesus loved you, and He died that you might be well. He sent me as His prophet to tell you what is truth. You believe truth. I'm going to pray and ask Him, you go home and you can eat what you want to without any trouble. Almighty God, have mercy upon this dear woman, standing here with truly a real faith. And you're standing here showing me a vision of what she's done. And I pray Thee, Heavenly Father, to grant Your blessings upon her as I bless her in Your name. May she go home. May this condition leave her. She be a good, well woman to testify of Your glory. I ask this sickness to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road. Eat now. You're all right. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, my. Check all them. I've been calling here for a month. I've been wanting to see someone get up here. Now. Maybe that's selfish. Maybe I oughtn't to be here. Maybe God for you. Be reverent. Be respectful with all your heart. All right. Now, did I get too many up there? Okay. We sometimes be slow and have to wait just a little bit. And tonight, of course, it's going to be a little strange. My minister brother is sitting here on the platform, and I'll be conscious of that. They're a man of God. But do you realize what the difference? From this side coming spirit, from this side coming spirit, here's coming spirit, and here's coming spirit. Mighty easy getting mixed up, don't you think so? It is. You notice every night time, I usually turn the patient around this way to talk to him. You know what that is? Get my back to you all. See? That's true. Now I want you to, as you're standing here tonight, praying down in the prayer line, I want to ask every one of you, if you believe with all your heart that God's going to make you well, do you believe it? All your heart? All right. Come ahead, brother. Father, we offer life and we give her the relationship.
send our blessings upon the man, and he may receive his blessings. Let now go up the platform and be well, for we ask it in the name of God. All right. Yes. 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 Let us say praise be to God. I everyone ready to get into in prayer, if you will, it makes it kind of awfully hard. I'm so conscious. Not as you brother being God, no, you're believing. But you see, you're a human being, you got a spirit, and that spirit's moving every way like that, different right here from then. All right, lady, you come now. I want you to look right this way, sister. I want you to believe me with all your heart. I'm trying it a little hard. I can't get the anointing just the way it should be, you see. And I want you to believe me. You know, many times our master, sometimes he took a man by the hand, let him out of the crowd, went outside to his city, stood out there and talked to him. Remember that? One time there was a whole bunch of people in, and they were weeping and all tore up, confused, and a little girl had just died. The people were all confused about it, and Jesus took everyone out of the house and took the mother and father, just with some of his campaign men, Peter, James, and John, walked in the room, took the little girl by the hand, called her life back. Remember that? Well, then it was also practiced down by St. Peter when Dorcas died. Remember that? The widows up there were all weeping because of she'd been so kind to him, and Peter come in and see him all tore up. He put them out of the house so he could find what God wanted to do, see? When I hear there's hundreds of people sitting there wanting to get in that line, see? And it's got him in him, see? And it makes it hard. Now I'm just talking to you like the master that talks to the woman at the well. Now we're strangers, aren't we, see? We don't know each other. We're strangers in life. If there's anything to be known of your life, it would have to come through the supernatural, isn't that right? I believe that you're a Christian. I believe you're a Christian woman. And you have been for some time. You're awfully nervous, for one thing. As your nervousness is a type of nervousness, of weary nervousness, isn't that right? You're awful person to take other people's troubles through, aren't you? You're crossing bridges before you get to them, they call it. Isn't that right? I see that always happening before you, something's blocking you like that, because you make plans and it never comes out that way. You get in your mind something's going to happen, and it doesn't just take that way. Isn't that right? And I stopped only just a moment. It's kind of hard. Everybody be prayer, please. I just looked at the way, sister. I want to talk to you. See, this order of contact through the spirit. I've seen a vision coming up from a child, from a little girl. And I have to see it as it's coming, you see, or I don't get it. I just keep praying. You're conscious of something here, isn't it? You're conscious. It's the spirit of the Lord. You believe it. Yes, ma'am. I see coming back again now. Oh, yes. You have something. It's in your, no, it's your stomach, isn't it? You have stomach trouble, isn't that right? Yes, ma'am, I see it's the food and stuff that you think digest right. Isn't that right? It's some of the food that's caused you to have, like, spasm in your stomach, regurgitation, sour, your teeth become sensitive, cause you have persistent headaches and things, isn't that right? That is right. That's true, sister. That wasn't me talking now. That was something else talking. That's the angel of the Lord. Do you believe me at this prophet? Would you obey me at this prophet? You believe anything you want to, your stomach troubles will be all right here in the end. I felt another stomach trouble or something right in here, moving somewhere, just at the same time she was healed. I just a moment, I'm still sympathized one with another. I was riding this way, I could tell it, I could see the two was crossing up somewhere, there was across it. Now everybody be real reverent. Yes, reverent, I can see it again. Was that what it was, sister? God bless you, my sister. Huh? Aren't you one of these ministers' wives that I met the other day? Or do you believe in for her? That was your faith, sister, that was pouring in. That's right. That's right. All right, sister. You come forward here. Now, there's a minister's wife sitting there. See, it's her faith, sister, brother. Do you understand? It's your faith. You believe me. Just believe one time. Look, a minister testified at the meeting the other day, and God said, "I deal work, though it be done by man, yet you'll not believe it." See, I'm trying to say that it is not me. Your faith is what operates that. Without faith, nothing. You can't do too anything. The people who beat him on the head with a stick and said, "Prophesy," there was no virtue at all to them. See, but those who believe, now, you're the patient. Now, I want you to kind of come over this way just a little bit, if you will. I want you to stand right there, and I want you to just let yourself keep quiet. Now, I just want to contact you. It's just a little difficult, so you don't understand what I mean. Now, we're strangers, aren't we? I've never seen you know anything. I don't know nothing about you. And we just met here at this time. Now, the Holy Spirit is so timid, you know, very attentive. And I must find favor with him first. Now, brethren, you just stay near to my right. Now, can you understand, feel what I'm speaking of? Now, that's the angel of the Lord coming to me now. Yes. Your health hasn't been good for a long time, has it, sister? Of course, like the lady that just passed through, you're nervous, extremely nervous. Your sight's not good. Yet you're nearsighted, aren't you, sister? Your sight, you don't see very good. You've been that way for some time, haven't you? And you... just look this way. You remember when the master was talking to someone and he had a personal contact and sent all his disciples away and a lady came out to the well. Is that right? You remember that? Yes. And he said, "One word to your soul gets your husband." He said, "I have no husband." And he told her, isn't that right? You're a Christian, a believer. And you've been seeking God for a deeper walk with God, too, and that's in your brain. Yeah, there it is. You've got study trouble, too, haven't you? That's God. Go home. God bless you and you're healed, my sister. God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord. Everybody real reverent. My eyes, you know the life that that takes from you when the heart comes in your sister. How do you do, sister? Of course, I can see you wearing glasses, but there's no doubt you have something wrong with your eyes, but I just want to talk to you just a little bit. Do you believe with all your heart? Yeah, I believe that's it. Your good conscience is searching. I believe that. What would you think that is if you feel at this time? You think that's the Spirit of God that you believe in? Like reverence, isn't you have complications, many things wrong with you. Of course, this is your age. Had an old trouble that's bothered you for a long time. You also have stomach trouble, too.
Hey, Father, as our brother comes kneeling at the platform now, he's terribly tormented then, and he wants to be a real Christian, a real man. God be merciful to him, I pray. This power of the enemy that's driving him into these things that's not right. But thou art here, Heavenly Father, and I pray that you heal him, and from this night may he be well. Satan, you who bound the man all these years and caused these heartaches and troubles, In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, leave the man. Come out from him.
My friends and my wife prayed for me, and I couldn't receive the Holy Ghost. But thank God tonight, the Lord let it hear of me, and Brother Brown coming, and when Brother Brown put on the platform here, the glory of God shone so on his face, Brother Hall, I couldn't look at it hardly. The brightness of God was so bright upon Brother Brown, and I just had to bear my faith in my handkerchief. And I just sat back out of the county's election. I just had to bear faith. I looked at Brother Brown and just said, the Shekinah glory of that man's face, and I couldn't look at him hard to bear him. And I want you to know I've been striving with all my heart to save God and just to stay as close to God as I could. But this old demon that has control of me is Brother Cobb, and just pull him and pull him and pull him and pull him. And I come to San Bernardino just a purpose to get rid of it, and then Satan beat me out of it. But I do thank God with all my heart. I feel like that I'm in perfect fellowship with my God. I'm free and I'm liberty. I'm willing to go, I'm willing to stay. I'm willing to do anything in this world God wants me to do. I hate I have to take this time, but I'll say I hate it. I don't hate it either, gentlemen, because it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me or ever could. And you can praise God for it.
If you will believe, he has been revealed around here to the village just the first time when he was a boy and going down and all about it. There, it was, he brought it out on the microphone. He's wonderful, isn't he? Amen. And now, God knows what has been in your life. He knows what will be in your life. Is that right? And you just go believing, that's all. All right, you bring the lady here. I think we ought to say thank the Lord, don't you? Let's say praise the Lord. Now, brother, sister, we're in a hurry, you know. There's just all these things. That means a lot to that man since he was a little boy who was in that way. And the Lord has delivered him. I do, my sister, dear. You believe with all your heart, too. Our Lord is always near to heal the needy and the sick. Now, sister, there was our master one time, he was speaking to some man, or perhaps I think he had a prayer line, and he was praying for the sick. And as the man came up to him, and he said, behold, an Israelite, which there's no guile. He told him what he'd been doing, and so forth. He said, how'd you know I was a believer, a Christian, you know, as we call it now? He said, before Philip called you, when he planted the tree, I knew you. And he said, right then, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel, isn't that right? And he believed him with all his heart. And do you believe like that with all your heart? Do you believe? And you believe that if this, what I'm speaking of, is our lovely Lord Jesus who loves you and wants to make you well. Is that right? Well, and you believe that he knows what's been in your life back before him. And he knows right now what's wrong with you right now. And he knows what will be hereafter, isn't that right? But I believe right now that you're in a balance right at this time. Because as soon as I said that, I've seen something happen and seen what's wrong with you. That was a tumor, aren't you? Isn't that right? You want to be rid of the tumor. Come here, sir. Right, place. Our Heavenly Father, this poor sister is so in need. And I pray thee to be merciful to her now. And I bless her in the name of thy Son, Jesus, that this tumor will leave her, Lord. And, oh, Father, be merciful at this hour. And may others be healed of tumor at this same time out there in the audience. Grant it, Lord, and may the Spirit that you're the platform now, that we are both aware that anointing down here at this time, we pray that you will let him bless her as your servant minister to her the blessings of God by laying all my hands upon her that was commanded our Lord Jesus. And I say to this tumor, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go be well. All right. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. I look for him. He is here. Now, he will only reveal himself to those who believe him. How many people? You're here in California, blessed with a great observatory up here, planetarium. or you see stars way out. I'll be 120 million years of light space. You can look out, see that glass, one of the largest in the world. They had those, not that tight, but they had planetariums and so forth, and stargazers in the days of Jesus. But there was a star that passed through the land, and three men followed that star, and no one else saw it but them, or they were looking for it. They were looking for the star of Jacob to rise. They were down in the country there where Balaam the prophet had spoken that this star of Jacob to rise. Now you look for him, believe him, with all of your heart. All right, is that the patient, son? All right, you come right up, ladies. Now, everyone, be real reverent, just as reverent as you can. You don't have to bow your heads to pray. I just want you to, when I ask you to bow your head, sometimes a spirit gets real contrary, and they just don't want to come at all. And that's the time you have to have an authority. Do you believe in that? See, I mean, sometimes if a person's faith will come up, but maybe they don't have enough faith, and it's just a wave in there, and there's even trying to hold, maybe a little unbelief there, just kind of skeptical, sometimes you have to command it out. See, if you do that, then they're angry. That's when you go from one to another. And when they come out, you know, Jesus said to them, demons come out, he said, suffer to go into them swine. See, a devil is helpless if he isn't in a body somewhere. He's just a spirit in the world until he's in a body. And then he can torment. Now, our sister coming here, the lady, has come forward to be healed. Now, everyone be just reverent. Here's what I want you not to be reverent. Just set and say, I believe that with all my heart. Say, Lord, I believe that you're there at the platform, and you're going to help our brother Branham right now. And he's going to know all about that woman, and he's going to be able to pray a prayer that'll heal the poor thing. That's what I mean, being reverent. You think, what if that was your sister, your wife, your mother, something? See, you want them healed, wouldn't you? And you do to others as you'd want to do to you, you see, if you were up here. Sister dear, you just come near, and I just want to talk to you just a moment. And what I do that part, that to speak to the person, is merely to contact their spirit, you see. You realize that we're dealing with spiritual beings, isn't that right? It's a spiritual being. You and I are human flesh, is born in this world, and now you're inside of you is a spirit. And inside of me is a spirit. Well, now, there's a spirit of sickness or something that's come up on you. And then, now, I don't know what that is. I know it's your lady sitting there, and I don't know nothing about the inside part. Now, the only thing that I know is when this spirit of God comes down here and he'll speak through here to that what's in you, you see. Now, first thing, if I can contact your human spirit, you see, to myself, that gives us a... Gets you in the play contact, that's right. Like Jesus, he talked to the woman a while. He said, go bring me a drink. She said, why? It's not customary for you Jews to ask us Samaritans. He said, if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask me. And I'll give you drinks and see that you don't come here. Now, that's the same thing this is. Now, you're conscious that there's something going on now, don't you? You know that, yeah, you know there's something going on. A strange feeling in your inner being. Is that right? It's that gift of losing. It's not my gift. God's gift. See, his gift. I'm not it. I'm just, if you see the picture back there, you can see my picture too, but I'm not it. It's just other person. But I'm just like the brass serpent, you see what I mean? See, you're just looking this way, and I'm just that's you're suffering, aren't you, sister? You got kidney trouble, haven't you? Right. Kidney trouble? You're real nervous too, aren't you, sister?
I mean,
you're a deep thinker, that kind of nervous, but always you're thinking of head down. That's right. All right, sister, come here, sister. I will be right here. Dear merciful Father, I pray that you'll be merciful to our sister tonight, as God bless her now for her healing. Satan, you move down her. In the name of Jesus Christ, lead the woman, come out of her. How will you do it, Satan? Go on, you think about your kidney trouble no more. It's going to leave you. Now, I tell you what, you may have symptoms for at least 8 or 10 days, the burning and so forth, and weakness, but that'll cheer up time. You'll be all right. You go on, God bless you. Let's take care of it. Thank you, Father. Now, sister dear, I want you to look this way and just believe with all your heart. And you will want it. You believe. You want to be well. I perceive that you're a believer, a good believer. You're not very, you're a deep believer. You hold on to what you have. You was praying a while ago, wasn't you? Wasn't you happy when you got that card this afternoon or tonight? And now you thought, I'll be rid of my heart trouble now. Isn't that right? How you can go on your road tomorrow. Let us say praise to you. Trying hard on today. Poor man, when you're on the top praying, I see a woman there that's trying to look happy and trying. Just keep on praying now. Have faith and believe. All right, come forward, lady. Do you believe, do you, sister? You believe with all your heart. And isn't he wonderful? Sometimes we get in such a condition, you know, or sickness and everything, and then God comes along and heals us, lets us get well, spare our life a little longer. That's the way he does it. He's so lovely to us, isn't that right? That a strange feeling come to you then, didn't you? Yes, I know. Your heart trouble done, so for you to go on. Of the fact that you have made a testimony by coming up to this platform here. Now, you've come to this platform before this group of people here as a witness that you believe in divine healing. And I have told you that I have no way of contacting you only by spirit, that it will have to be come through the Lord Jesus and his mercy. If you're ever healed or anything is ever known of you by me, will have to be through him. Amen. You realize that.
Amen.
You seem to have a very good spirit, sister. Oh, yes, ma'am. How much trouble have you? And you're suffering now with the cancer.
Yes.
The Almighty who stands here as my witness knows that this supernatural being who I speak of, and my Bible is here before me, this supernatural being tested and the testimony to me, which I will have to answer before all you people and God at that day for these words that I say. The supernatural being that spoke to me said that, talking about praying for the sick, he specified one disease. He said, not even the cancer shall stand before the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
There's been more cancer healed than anything else. I wouldn't say that, man, unless it was all mine. Certainly it has to be. Now, Mother, I have no way, just I just seen your suffering and seen what you were doing, and it come before me. Now, I'm going to ask God to bless you and to let you get well. And you'll give him praise and you'll never know more things. You'll give him praise and the rest of your life on
him. Amen.
Jesus of Nazareth, bless our dear sister. You said whatever you find on earth, I'll find it in heaven. What you loose on earth, I will loose it in heaven. Now, you promised that, Father, and these signs should follow them that believe. And now by laying my hand upon this dear old mother's hand, it's bound here by a demon that would take her life in the next few weeks. But I pray thee, Lord, to be merciful. And I now, in the name of Jesus Christ, loose the woman from this terrible thing called cancer. Come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us say praise the Lord, everyone. Now, just a moment. There was something happened just then. Now, another cancer spirit. I ever warned you just forever. Now, let's see where it was. Be real, Reverend. If somebody was suffering with a cancer just then, I felt it strike again. Look this way again, Mother. You standing here. No, I believe it's still, maybe still on you. Come here just a minute. No, ma'am, it ain't. It isn't. Stand right there just a minute. It's in this direction here. Stand right there just a moment. Let's see. Look this way, sir. You on the top. You look this here to me. There he is. Just a moment. Now, everyone ready. And you believe me, sir. You believe it. I am God's servant. That I am his prophet that he sent me here for you. You're suffering with a cancer. Cancer. I believe it's cancer of the blood, isn't it? Leukemia is something like that in your blood, isn't it? And it's in your blood, it's leukemia, that's right. You're swollen up inside, the inward glands, the spleen, through the kidneys and stomach. Isn't that right? Oh. Everybody reverent. Does anybody know the man in the building? Anyone know him? Is that truth? If it is, it's truth, is it truth? I can tell there's something moving. Yeah. We're going to say no. All right, that's all. I just see where you are. Like, okay, I just wanted. I see it at left. I'll be real reverend, my brother. I'm going to ask. I see it. You go ahead by now, sister. I thought that cancer flipped back again, and what it was is this name you're praying. You see, when the cancer let loose of this woman, it hit on that name there. You see, you're in sympathy one with another. You understand what I mean? It's kindred spirit. You know what I mean? Dove, they were dove. Scattered the by buzzards and over together, and that's why this kindred spirit has cancer. Cancer is a demon. It's a devil. That's why I be real reverent and believe with all your heart. All right. Mother's trying to pray, aren't you, Mother? Now, just have faith for this. I see you coming down through there. I believe that the baby's going to be all right. I just be reverent. I don't want to be excited. See, it excites me a little, but don't get excited because I do, because you see while I'm up against you, I'm working under strain, you'll come down along the board. Then you have to watch me. You know, sitting there before, you have to be careful. Then sometimes the jerk here needs to come over here. I'm just trying to take my time. This is, I can't. All right. A strange feeling. Yes. No, nothing to be weary, but it's something kind of awe, sacred. That's that anointing, and I feel, you see, it's on me now. That, if there's anything wrong with you, if you believe that that is the angel of the Lord, God will reveal to me what's your trouble, and then you'll get well. And if you believe it's the angel of the Lord, you do. You've got, you're nervous for one thing, aren't you? Really extremely nervous. I see that. Have you got something wrong with your ear or something? Is it in your, I mean, it's your right ear, isn't it? Isn't it your right? That's your, so you, man, the one to the right, I've seen that there. So don't you work in some kind of a telephone affair? Is that right? I've seen all of that thing over your ear, like I don't know. Yes, I didn't see no trumpet in your ear, but I could see in the vision there, or in the headset. You take telegrams. I've seen it, something like that when I see the thing sticking up on. Come here. Merciful God. Bless our dear sister now. I pray that you will be near her, and may your spirit come upon her just now and bless her, knowing that there's a great supernatural being here at the platform standing between she and I here as brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that her faith in him to believe it, that thy servant has testified of that which is true, and there's no way for her to doubt anymore. I have spoken of it being from you, and she witnesses by feeling and telling her even the things of her life, then I bless her, dear God. Satan, you harmed her, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come from the woman. Oh, yes, sister. It's all right now. God bless you, sister. You didn't see me, but you were you could have had that also. God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Marvelous. He knows everything. There's nothing that he doesn't know. And he's the witness. Now, if you'll just give me a few more moments to get this what's in the prayer line there, then I'll dismiss this a little bit. Would you bring the lady, please? Everyone just read it for a few moments, and you out there in the audience, be praying down in this way, up all around now. God bless you, brother. Now, I just want you to, you look very healthy, young lady. But of course there's something wrong or you wouldn't be here. You're a little nervous. Yeah. Of course that's just a little excited now too because this is a very sacred thing to you, isn't it? You've regarded it that way. Isn't that true? And you've respected it, haven't you, sister? And you had that in your mind before you come here. Isn't that true? And because you have believed that, God will let you get over that diabetes. You're going to be well. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. I do owe the Lord Jesus. Let us say praise be to our Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Now, some of you hear these stretchers are cops and testimonies. You on the top, you look at the way you see. You believe with all your heart? I cannot heal you. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life, knowing him. But our Heavenly Father knows all about you. And he will make his secrets known to his servants, as he will. You believe that? And, yes, you must believe God, or you can't live it very much longer. You're conscious of that, aren't you, sister? You have severe heart trouble. Isn't that right? All of you set your healing and stand up in the name of the Lord Jesus of God. Let us say the same thing to God. With everyone ready, I believe with all your heart. I see every step of healing. Let's say thank the Lord. Some of you are just pulling the pressure out of the way there. So everyone should set your healing. Let's say praise to God. Now everyone just a moment. You have your hand on somebody. What's that little boy? Stand him up just a minute. Look this way, young man. Is that you, the lady gave me the picture just a few moments ago, aren't you? Now, that's as far as I know, but I see your hand on that child there. You're interested in him in some manner. Look this way. Oh, yes? I can't say what will or what won't. That child's suffering with the diabetes or something. Is that right? He has a hard time sleeping, isn't that right? Isn't that right? Oh, Heavenly Father, I bless this little lad right now that you heal him and make this the greatest night of his life, Lord, that you will take this away from him and may he recover and get altogether well and be healed and a well young man. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. I look this way. God, I just want you to love ones. All right. The baby's going to get over that, though, honey. That's all right. It's going to be, the baby will get well. I don't fear. Look at the way everybody here, back in this section, back in this way, look and believe now with all your heart. I'm watching these cripple people. I see arthritis and things. And there's a lady sitting here. She was here at the other meeting. I believe. I'm not sure the lady here. She's a very religious woman. A fine lady. And I trust that this will be the time of your healing, my dear sister. You blind your church. Have faith. Now, somebody without a call, something without a prayer call, look at what so you see the lady's heart, right? There's a lady there. Look at this lady from way over.
You believe that God will come in here? For the baby there, a little girl, or a blue, or a blue, the little girl, he was the part of anything. And she's the one, so he told her, well, he's great, he may be there, he's the mother of the child, and I see him separated. That's what the part of anything is for. Yes. Yeah. You suffer humans, you have some trouble. Or you have some reason to go on and do what you want to
do. Let us have a second. It's just a few people. I hope you don't.